Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva, doing deep Prajna Paramita, clearly saw emptiness of all the five conditions. As you know, in less than 2 weeks, we will have a session, a time of practice that extends throughout the day and night. Truthfully, from even before our birth, but certainly when we were born, we entered into a session. And yet we need to make specific times, such as session, for us to practice, to intend to practice, to be this Prajna Paramita that we always are. Though we say, doing deep Prajna Paramita, doing, practicing, being deep Prajna Paramita, this is not something extra. As Dogen says, the whole body reflects that the five aggregates are totally empty. Our whole life has always been this functioning of Prajna Paramita. It's not something extra that we do, and yet we need to make this effort, whatever that effort may be, to support and encourage us in doing who we always are, rather than fooling ourselves into the beliefs that blind us to who we, what this universe life that we are is. So we recite, chant the Heart Sutra. We have times of formal practice, and we have form of session, which is all day, all night practice in various forms of being human. In various forms of being the emptiness of all the five conditions. All the five conditions is a way of stating what it is to be who we are. Sometimes it's called the five aggregates, form, sensation, conception, discrimination, awareness, different ways of describing the five instances of Prajna that is who we are, of this wisdom that isn't a wisdom that we have to add on, but a wisdom when we're not blinded by our stories, blinded by our self and other beliefs, then right there. When we haven't snuck in self or self-centeredness in various forms, then we see that from the very beginning, five conditions are the different ways of describing what it is to be human. They are the wisdom, whether we call it empty or full. Those are just words that we add on, words that can be useful, but really allow us to be this very functioning that each of us, not just each of us, but each of every person we encounter, functions as. But if we stick to and add on self in various forms, then our very functioning, our very lifting our arm and putting our arm down gets hindered and ceases to be the prajna that it is. So we do something like sashin to support us and nurture us. And I would say that everyone here is doing sashin, whether you intend to formally join us or whether you're not able to do that. In any case, our whole life are instances of prajna. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, mind, and all the functioning of it. Whether we call them empty or full doesn't make a difference, except if those names blind us, if gain and loss blinds us, if liking and disliking blinds us. Then we add self on to all sorts of things, which is why it's important and valuable for us to notice when we're holding to likes and dislikes. When hearing a name, we add on, that's great, or that's terrible. He's smart, she's foolish. Or any other sorts of judgment, whether it's for ourselves or others. And throughout the day, we get to notice this, because throughout the day, whether it's simple things, some of you are sports fans, so, my team won. Oh, my team lost. Oh, and then all sorts of things we add on. This doesn't mean there aren't skillful things that are called for with circumstances, skillful responses. But if we're blinded by our likes and dislikes, then as soon as we hear a name, our reactions strangle us, literally strangle us from being the life that we are, from seeing clearly and living the life that we are. It doesn't matter whether it's all the events in the world, political things, sports, someone down the block who is or isn't doing their house and their life the way we think they should, someone who shares the house and our life with us. If we allow our judgments to blind us, then we cease to be this prajnaparamita that from the beginning we are. From the beginning, the Buddha is announcing all beings are the wisdom perfection of the Buddha. It's not something you need to get, and yet, it's something that we can blind ourselves to and blind others to and suffer as a result of. Which is why, in one sense, our practice, even the practice of sashin, is so simple. It's the very ordinary activities of every day. Yes, it's a little different. We sit formally more. Yes, we have reminders to help us remember that sitting down and standing up is the whole body functioning of prajna. But It's important to know that the people walking by on the street are the functioning of prajna, despite the fact that they might get caught up and blinded and suffer, and even worse, harm. Remember, the whole point of Avalokiteshvara is to relieve suffering, relieve misfortune and pain, whether it's ours or theirs, whoever theirs is. Completely relieve it. Relieve it not because we do something else, but because we are able to be and taste and experience who we've been from the very beginning, who we always are. And yet, it requires our ongoing practice of right now. Our willingness to see self-centeredness, to release when it arises. You don't have the choice when it's arisen. It arises. And then you have to, so to speak, let go. Sometimes there's an expression, let go of the edge of the cliff that you're hanging on to. To be right where you always are. We always are. So I'd like all of us to consider that we are in session now. And if we get to formally take part in session when it happens, when it occurs, wonderful opportunity. And yet, it's important to know that from the beginning, session is not different from everyday life. Unless you chain yourself up and tell yourself that everyday life, oh, that's something else. That's when I'm held back by circumstances. Form is exactly emptiness. Emptiness is exactly form. Form is form. Then expectations don't blind us. Denial doesn't hinder us. Then form, emptiness, those are good words to help us when they're needed and when they're helpful. So the emptiness of the five conditions is the fullness of the five conditions. And when self sneaks in, or we sneak it in, then our practice effort is needed in an appropriate way. Adding or subtracting, attaching and believing, liking, disliking, anger, those are forms of prajna to allow us to practice and see what's so, to be what's so, to be who we've always been. Then we can serve all the circumstance. You can even serve the hesitations and the thinking where suffering arises up and see, do the practice that's called for yourself. No one else can do it for us, which is why we sit. No one else can do it for us, which is why we serve all beings. and serving all beings is taking care of right this moment, putting on our shoes, stopping at a red light, noticing when we're caught up in our particular forms of likes and dislikes, our particular reactive forms that are ours. Thanks for everything. Giving away all complaints, be the prajnaparamita of the emptiness, the fullness of the five conditions right now. Relieve misfortune. Thank you.